Lovely. Right, I'm joined in the studio by Paul Golder, who's been down to the council for their local, it's the weekly meeting for their transparency. Is that, said that right?
That's, well, everything is transparency if it gets reported, I guess.
Yeah, but, well, it's basically so we know everything that's going on. So
they like to talk to us and the newspapers to tell them what good things that are going on and what bad things are going on and what they're doing about the bad things.
Yeah.
And getting credit for the good things, I guess. That's why they do it. So, a few things we talked about. We talked at length last week about Crossrail, and we're still talking about Crossrail. Barry Aspinall. I was there this week with Barry Aspinall, who's the leader of the council. Also, Councillor Graham Clark, who is the chairman of the Audit and Scrutiny Committee. We'll talk about that in a little while later. Now, Barry went to a meeting early this week with all the leaders of the local authorities that are affected by Crossrail, so Havering, Barking and Dagenham and so on. Said he found it very useful. So most of the other boroughs were more concerned about toilets and amenities, and there's no toilets on the trains apparently.
Right,
it's a bit worrying. But Barry, we talked last week about the problems we're having with Crossrail in Brentwood and Shenfield. One of which is that the timetable was accelerated, and we're not happy that there's going to be construction in residential areas as well. Construction lorry is going to be going down residential areas. Not happy about that. Not happy about not getting any money for a lot of the station refurbishment when a lot of the other stations get millions of pounds spent on them. Apparently this was because Essex County Council didn't ask for it, cut a long story short, whereas the London boroughs are their own borough in most of Essex, not Thurrock and Southend, but most of Essex. People have the borough council and then the county council. the borough council and the county council as well, and the county is responsible for asking for it. Didn't ask for it. Also, it was raised that there's the acceleration of the programme that we talked about, which means that we've got less time to get things ready. And Network Rail had said that they underestimated the devegetation, which is a great new word that I learned today. And this is basically taking all the vegetation out of the route to allow the work to be done and the faster trains and so on. This isn't a small job. It needs a lot of planning, and this may have an impact on people's properties, or it will have an impact on people's properties in Friars Avenue and other places as well. And Boris Johnson, who's the Mayor of London.
Did know that, just in case.
Just in case people didn't know, the Mayor of London. He said that he was sorry that Brentwood was feeling neglected. And he said it's also it's not right that only one or two stations will be overlooked. And he said he'd do what he could to see that all stations were treated equally, with regard to funding at least. After the meeting, the Deputy Mayor asked Barry if it would be appropriate if the Mayor helped Brentwood Borough Council to raise finances to upgrade the hub. And I assume the answer would always be a yes, bit of a no-brainer there. And they're going to be engaging Essex County Council, asking that, and getting the South East Local Enterprise Partnership, CELEP, involved as well. Apparently, CELEP have already given a lot of money to Sussex and Kent, East Sussex and Kent County Councils, and Essex has received nothing. So we're going to try and put that right, and hopefully some of the money will go into refurbishing Brentwood and Shenfield. Don't know that, but I think that's the intention. Anyway, Chairman of Crossrail also apologised to Barry and to Brentwood Borough Council, and profusely, and he said he only found out that the programme had been accelerated by reading the media stories, you know, us and the newspapers. So he's now been instrumental in actually getting a delay in Shenfield at least for 1 month, and he's working on further delays as well. The Brentwood Borough Council then met representatives from National Rail, and they're meeting again next week to address the concerns. But it's just part of the problem is there's too many groups involved. You have Network Rail, and you have Crossrail, of course, which are the engineering company. You've got Costain, who actually do all the work. And there's lots of groups, lots of meetings, and lots of committees. And the traffic liaison group was being set up with all the interested parties involved to try and sort out the problem of lorries going down streets and so on. But it's been postponed because Costain can't manage it, we're told. So lots of ongoing problems. And Barry ended it by saying, I'm a bit sick of Crossrail at the moment, because it just seems to be taking over the last 4 years of council work. So the sooner it's built, and the sooner we're all going to Heathrow Airport every day in 35 minutes less, the better.
Still going to make a difference to my journey, I can tell you.
I've got a list of people I want to send to Heathrow Airport.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, the second thing we're going to talk about is the reinstatement of the pavements. In other words, the repairing of the pavements, which Essex County Council has been doing in Brentwood and Shenfield. Very, very close to lighting up Brentwood and lighting up Shenfield time. Obviously, we can't have all the pavements dug up on Saturday and Sunday because there's going to be thousands of people in the streets. And it looks like all the work has been done and finished. And believe it or not, I'm told that Essex County Council have repaired all the pavement. 200 yards down the road, we have Morrison digging the same pavements up to lay electrical ducting after they've just been repaired.
No.
Barry is furious about it. He said there is no coordination. This is all obviously coordinated at the county council level, who tell people what jobs to do and when they're meant to be done. Nobody told Morrison's that we're actually digging up the pavements in Shenfield, so perhaps you'd like to lay the ducting and then we can repair the pavements on top of that.
Yeah.
Morrison's will come along and repair the pavements themselves. They'll do their own reinstation. But the opinion is that it's not going to be anywhere near as good as the work at the county council because they just kind of make good and it's like a temporary reinstatement while they're waiting for the ground to settle. So this is all kind of a bit of a waste of time and money. Mm. And also it meant that the pavements were all being dug up again, which is a crazy situation to have one company come in and do it and then a second company do exactly the same thing pretty much the same day, pretty much the same time. So you know, it would be laughable if it wasn't serious waste of time and money. Now it's all going to be finished today, so that it's not going to interfere with the festivities at the weekend, which is good news. But it's not good news that money's being wasted in that
way. No, because you must think it's got to be, what would you say, going into the thousands, what, 5,000, 10,000 or something, or not that much?
What would you reckon?
It's got to be, isn't it? If you think about having a patio done at home, how much that would cost?
You're talking about a lot of money. You're talking about a lot of staff paying them out of hours, and it's a lot of.
Let's cheer everyone up then with Christmas. Well, your council tax has gone. Sorry about that.
It must be very frustrating to know that it's outside your control as well. You know, but that's what's been happening in Shenfield, in case anyone's been worried about it. Now, the third thing we talked about today was the there was an audit and scrutiny committee meeting, chaired by Graham Clark. Now, we talked previously, it's been reported in the newspapers as well, that the opposition were concerned about incorrect procurement by the William Hunt Away working group in making in procuring I think it was a consultant to actually be engaged and look at what was happening with William Hunt Away. So procurement is all about how councils make decisions about which suppliers they use to make sure you're not using your brother's consultancy or your dad's, you know.
Damn, I could never work on the council and all my family be employed.
Yeah, that kind of thing, you know.
That
make
kind
sure
of thing,
no,
illegal.
Make sure there's no nepotism and favouritism. It's all done fairly and the right people have done. Anyway, the scrutiny committee spent 3 weeks looking at it. Two Accords councillors, two Conservative councillors found nothing improper and illegal. Councillor Clark from the council is now concerned that Councillor Hurst now wants the report forwarded to the council meeting on the 10th of December, even though it's going to be a bit of a scramble. They actually missed a deadline for getting reports up to the meeting because obviously I think the agenda has to be done in advance. And Councillor Clark says he doesn't understand what value the residents of Brentwood are getting out of this continual investigation when nothing has been proved to have been wrong in the first place. So this is still an ongoing thing, and he doesn't feel it's a very good use of the council's time and resources. So no problems, but that one might run a little bit further. Anyway, finally, devolution was discussed, and I thought, what's going on here? Devolution, have I missed something? Could be a reinstatement of the Anglo-Saxon Kingdom of Essex. Didn't bring that up at the meeting because I decided it probably wasn't very likely. Essex did used to be its own kingdom.
Oh,
of course, you know that under Anglo-Saxon times there were 7 kingdoms in England and 7 main kingdoms, and Essex was one of them. Had London and parts of Hertfordshire in it as well, and that's where the Essex. We're not sure where that's where the Essex sayaxes come from. The three swords on the red background, the Essex flag. I think it was invented more recently than that, but they're Anglo-Saxon swords, so that's that's all about. So we're not going back to the Kingdom of Essex, sadly. Actually, I think that's probably sadly. You know, I'd like to have a go at King because I think I could shake it up a little bit, but we'd have to take Towie off TV first. That's my opinion anyway. Moving on. Now, the Essex County Council have actually put out a press release very recently. They've written to the Chancellor and to the Leader of the House of Commons. This is top level. There has been a devolution settlement by the government for Greater Manchester, which basically gives the council in Greater Manchester more powers as to where to spend money. And we're talking about billions of pounds. We're talking about all the money that the central government spends on an area that the local government doesn't really get a say in. So we're talking about whether we're building new roads, environmental measures, and solving problems like that. We're talking about billions of pounds a year. Now, all of the council leaders in Essex and Essex County Council, so we've got, you know, Basildon, Braintree, Brentwood, Castle Point, and so on, all of those, have signed a letter that's gone off to the government asking Essex to be in a pilot scheme to have more powers to spend government money. So another, and that will affect every level of council in Essex, from the county council, the borough councils, the unitary councils in Thurrock and Southend, all the way down to the parish councils, hopefully, as well. And I think the fire authority as well, but not some of the other bodies. So they're basically saying that Essex has 1.4 million people, as we know. The county council spends £3 billion a year in, you know, health, emergency services, other things. And it's basically a request. We are more ambitious for our areas, and we believe that we can deliver the job and housing growth for Essex that will increase our net contribution to UK economic growth. We believe that the recent deal with Greater Manchester is an ambitious blueprint that other areas like Essex should be able to benefit from. So they want the same deal. Yeah. So in other words, they want more government money to spend, and rather than the government deciding where to spend it.
Yeah.
And there is a trend at the moment, because of what happens in Scotland, for the regions to spend more money locally, because they are supposedly, they got a better idea about what they want. So this is, this is what they're trying to do, trying to get more taxpayers' money to spend on things that people in Essex want. Hopefully that's going to be a good idea.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, I thought you had another page to go.
That's it.
No, it was a very short meeting today.
I wrote all the way down to the end of the page. Oh. Just to follow you.
Can I just ask you, when you actually go in, do you write that in longhand, or do you write shorthand?
I write it in longhand very, very quickly.
God. There's I couldn't a couple. Do that. I don't even be writing my name. It'd be finished by
the guy from the Brentwood Gazette and the Brentwood Weekly News is sitting there writing in shorthand, yeah. Pittman's, and very impressive. You know, absolutely. Joe Sturdy is like, you know, 400 words a minute. Absolutely brilliant. I'm writing it down, but of course, what I'm doing is it's all in my head still.
Yeah.
So because I've only had the meeting about an hour ago, and I can actually remember what's said. If I had to go back and if I had to have this conversation on Monday morning, I'd forget it all, and I'd be going, can't actually read my notes or understand why I've written what I've written. So, you know, of course, I do pride myself in the fact that I'm not a journalist.
Yep.
We're here just to report. We're not actually here to report what happens. You know, we're here for the community. We're here for other people to come down and talk about what they're doing in the community. If Brentwood Borough Council want to come down and talk at any time, of course, we let them do it. It just so happens this time that I'm actually writing it all down on their behalf, because they're obviously busy.
Yep.
So I come down here and I tell them what's going on.
Are they all going to be going along tomorrow?
Absolutely, Brentwood, yeah, they're all going to be there. Yeah, Brentwood, lighting up Brentwood, lighting up Shenfield on Sunday as well. It's going to be a lot of all the local businesses are going to be involved in that in Shenfield as well, and that's a big deal for them as well. You know, we're talking to more people in Shenfield. They're very keen to promote what they're doing, because I think there's a feel that sometimes lighting up, you know, sometimes Brentwood's High Street and also Crown Street, they seem to get the lion's share of all the attention of what happens in the borough. And it's nice to be able to feature places like Shenfield as well a little bit more, because there's a lot of shops there, a lot of good shops, and a lot of people who want to help the community. So, you know, we're happy to be supporting both equally, really. We're of course going to be down there with our main stage compares, Tony Smith and Mike Porter. We're going to have Joe Box compare in the second stage, which is situated outside Suite 104,
yep,
next door to Papa John's, who of course are one of the sponsors of Lighting Up Brentwood, along with Bay Tree Centre. And going to have a good long day.
You're going to go in the snow globe?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go several times, actually. Yeah, I'm up for that.
I think the kids love it. They're going to love it.
I think adults will love it too, actually. I mean, it's going to be about up to six people can go in at a time.
Yeah.
And it only costs £3. All the money's going to save the children. So it's a really nice gesture from the Bay Tree to actually raise a bit of money for Save the Children. I think it's a really good idea. So no one's profiting from it. And you get your photo taken as well, and you can go and download that online, and you don't have to pay £30 or something like you do a lot of these places now, where you have to You know, you go on the Brighton Eye, for example, and you get these pictures and they're brilliant. It's like, oh, that actually cost me about 60 quid, all this thing, you know. Yeah. So none of that. Go in there, get snowed on in the snow globe. I presume someone picks it up and shakes you about. I don't know.
Yeah, no, maybe push you down the high street. I'm not too sure. It sounds fun. Sounds fun, doesn't it, Molly?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, that, there's probably a health and safety reason why that can't
happen. Can't do that.
But yeah, well, we're going to report back on that when we've seen that as well. We'll be talking about lighting up Brentwood and Shenfield in depth here on Phoenix FM on Monday.
Yep, and obviously all over the weekend as well. There'll be like, little interviews going
on. Absolutely.
Right, 11:22. Thanks very much to Paul. Don't forget, he'll be back next Friday to talk more about the council. And don't forget, you've got lighting up Brentwood on Saturday and then lighting up Shenfield on Sunday. And we're covering both of those here at Phoenix FM. Here is a Brentwood band, actually.